As we've traveled the eastern leg of the John Deere Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour, we've been fortunate to have a number of certified crop consultants with us to talk about some of the issues facing the crop. And although the first day didn't yield too many surprises in terms of disease and insect pressure, day two started to see some things differently through Indiana and Illinois. Mark Bernard's been one of the leading crop consultants on the tour from up in the Minnesota area. And Mark, we had gentlemen starting to talk about sudden death syndrome. If you will, talk to us a little bit about what that sudden death syndrome is and how it affects our crop.
Well, sudden death syndrome is caused by a fusarium organism. It's generally favored more so by wet conditions than what we've had this year, but nonetheless, it's still out here. Maybe not in the amount that we saw last year, but it is still here, as I said. And basically, what it's doing is it's shutting that crop down before it's really time. And it's going to do things like reduce soybean seed size and probably some test weight, protein, oil, etc.
When we talk about SDS, we see a number of different symptoms. Talk to us about how we can be on the lookout for that in our fields.
Well, primarily you're looking for symptoms on those leaves that are going to be giving you that yellowing, interveinal type chlorosis and cupping of those leaves upwards when the thing really does hit. And it takes it'll usually start out with some yellowish spots and then those spots coalesce and go from there, and eventually leaves fall off the plant, and as opposed to something like brown stem rot where they actually stay on. The symptoms are very similar, but one way you can differentiate is to split those stems open. Brown stem rot will give you discoloration and degradation of that pith tissue where the SDS will not.
Well, along with the possibilities for disease pressure, insect questions also abound. Joining us throughout the tour has been John Deere Crop Systems Specialist Sue Braycane. Sue, you mentioned that today, especially around the McLean County, Illinois area, we started to see some more intense insect pressures. Talk to us about what you observed.
Okay, as you go throughout Illinois coming into town, you know that we are in a heavy rootworm pressure area. Western corn rootworm's always been prevalent out here. We get into a huge insecticide use area as far as with the corn crop. As far as this year, talking to growers and what I've heard throughout the season, first off, started off with the corn going in the ground, never developed much of a root system to begin with. So we've got shallow roots to begin with, very much a stop point there. Then you get rootworms feeding on it with insecticide. Most acres already have insecticide down as a general rule, but as it's going in without the rainfall to take that and make that actually active in the soil, it's not going to have a good tactical kill on that insect coming out and feeding on the roots. So lack of root systems, and then the feeding after that, we've got some very spindly stalks from lack of moisture in the early June time frame. So you add that in, you've got lightweight stalks laying over. Some are goosenecking as far as down at the root base. Some are also just plain laying down or laying over, and I think a strong wind or even a light wind in some cases is going to cause a lot of problems for harvest time.
As you were out and talking with producers in the fields and observing some different fields, you talked about insecticide use, of course. Are we seeing folks in these heavy rootworm pressures start to switch to more of the BT corn varieties?
We are starting to see that. There's still some places where you're not seeing as a huge volume on the market right now as far as that crop that was produced. There are a lot of places that did take on that crop in a lot of areas. Even as you go across where my home base was actually in the Iowa area, even places where they've never had rootworm pressure before, they were purchasing rootworm corn. So that's a uniquity, but you're starting to see the insects out in those areas also. This year you're hearing a lot of reports in that direction. The folks out in here, you're starting to see some rootworm corn in places, but not all the companies are carrying it. Monsanto's definitely got a line out there that looks pretty good in the fields, and they're starting to do some things with that. But early adoption on that, basically our second year out there in the fields with it, so it's kind of slow to take right at this point, but it's moving quickly.
We'll continue to give you the agronomist point of view as we continue coverage of the John Deere Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. From Bloomington, I'm Andy Vance.